One of the requested topics very early in this man has taken us, I think, L that it was requested, was to discuss the Indian of magic tricks, which are called in Chazal, or possibly called in Chazal, Achizas Einayim, or Achizas Einayim. Again, we're not coming necessarily to Paskin Allah Lamaisa, but the Dalim should be aware of the issues involved, shall we? Mishnah says in Sanhedrin, Daf Samach Zayin and Aleph. Mishnah is in the Parag Arba Misais, where it's listing all the Chayvei Skila. And we know, of course, one of the Chayvei Skila is a Mechashif. A Mechashif is Chayv Skila. So the Mishnah says, a Mechashif or Isa Maisa Chayiv, but Loi Ha'eches Esoinai. Mechashev that does a ma'ase is chayev, but if he's just oiches esoinayim, which I guess literally would mean he's grabbing the eyes, so then he's not chayev. Mekiva amir mishum Rabbi Yeshua, shnayim loikten kishuin. You could have two people who are picking cucumbers, echad loiket potter, echad loiket chayev. One picks and he's potter, the other one picks and he's chayev. And clearly we're not talking about somebody who's going around with a sack and he's picking cucumbers. That's not what Rabbi Akiva is telling us. He's telling us you could do two things through Kishuv. You could pick the cucumbers. One would be Chayiv, one would be Potter. Ha'isa Maisa Chayiv, Ha'iches Esainayim Potter. Somebody does a Maisa is Chayiv, and if he's Ha'iches Esainayim, he's Potter. That's the Lashon HaMishnah. Rashi says this one line, Mara Lanu Ki'ilu Eskavtsu Kulam. What's Ha'iches Esainayim? He's showing like they all gathered B'makam Echad. And the Kishuim are not budging from their place. Pot. So we just learned the Mishnah. We would think, this is the stomach, Parshat Pshat of the Mishnah, is there are two types of Kishuv. If somebody goes ahead and he does some sort of magic and the Kishuim are gathered from all of a sudden they're in his bag. Seemed to be a nice cheap method of gathering the Kishuim. So then he's chayiv, he's a mechashiv. If he does some sort of ma'aseh kishuv and makes it look like that's what happened, that all the kishuvim come in the bag, but really when you go into the bag and you put your hand in the bag, there's nothing in there, and if you go into the field and you feel around in the field and you'll feel kishuvim, but they're both ma'asim that he did of kishuv. He did some sort of, we'll call it extra natural supernatural incantation, and one actually does the job and picks the kishuim. I don't know whether this hand that comes down and or just does it, and the other one doesn't actually do anything, but it just makes it look ki'ilu this is what happened. But both are kishuv. Both are kishuv. I think if we just read the Mishnah, that would be what we assume. And the truth is, the Gemara is not really clear one way or the other about this. The Gemara says, "Amem Rabbi, Amar Rabbi, Hilchos Kshofim Kilchos Shabbos, Yeshman Beskila." Yeshman Beskila, Yeshman Poder Avolaser, Yeshman Mutar Lachatchila. Just like a Hilchos Shabbos, there's three levels. There's somebody who could do something on Shabbos and could be Chayv Skila. Then there's something that could be also to do on Shabbos, but you're Poter. And then there's things that are Mutar Lachatchila. Same thing here. Ha'isa Maisa by Kishuv is Beskila. Ha'iches Esoinayim is Poter Avolaser. Mutar lachatchila is kader rechanina Rabbi Yeshaya that kol mali shabbos havi aski behilchas yitziru mivrilu iglatils. Same thing by kishuv. If you do a ma'isa chayv skila, if you oiches the sainayim you pots potter avol aser. And if you do it through the sefer yitzira, then it's mutar lachatchila. That's the memra of Abaye.
Was the Mishnah which gave the hadara of what you actually?
Well, the Mishnah just said, the Mishnah said, Ha'isa Maisis Chayiv, Lo Yo'isa Zasainai.
Rashi
said that he's Mara Lonu Ki'ilu Iskatsu Kulum Makamecha Vakishuim Laizazim Imikaim. That's Ha'isa Zasainai.
Why does it have to be Kishuv? Why doesn't it just mean whatever, magic tricks?
That's not what it sounds like. It sounds like you do Kishuv, but you don't actually do anything. You didn't accomplish anything, then it's Ha'isa Zasainai. If you did, again, we'll talk about whether maybe the Mishnah means what you're saying, but the pshutai of the Mishnah is you're doing some supernatural thing, and one actually does the action, the other one just makes it look like something happened, but didn't really accomplish it.
What's the opposite?
Obviously, maybe the Mishnah means a trick. But the Parshas in the Mishnah, that's not. That's not what it means. I think that's the question. The Mishnah says, Zechus Einayim is Potter. That's what the Mishnah says, right? It doesn't say you're Potter from Malchus, it just says you're Potter. Chashiv is Chayiv, is Chashiv is meaning it's in the list of the Chayiv Eskila. It's the Oisa Mais. Oisa Einayim is Potter. That's all the Mishnah says. So Dr. Rabbi Akiva, you could have somebody who does the exact same thing. He's Shnayim Light and Kishuim. One picks and he's Potter, one picks and he's Chayiv. That's all the Mishnah says. So what is the Eichas HaSeinayim in the Mishnah? So Rashi says, he makes it look like this is what happened. But it's not necessarily a trick. In other words, it's a trick in the sense that it only looks like something happened and it didn't. But it's not necessarily a sleight of hand trick where it's just because he's moving fast. Doesn't sound, I mean, I don't know how you would do such a thing. You have a field of Kishuim and you're doing some sort of magic that makes it look like they're all picked. I don't know. Doesn't sound like any of the magic tricks that I've ever heard of or seen. It sounds like it's like on a different scale. Right. Doesn't sound like it. Sounds the Pshutay of the Mishnah sounds like
being neither the Potter or the
Chayav. Well, obviously, no. I don't think. I mean, maybe there is some real kishuv today, or maybe there isn't. I don't know.
I assume there's no, but whatever,
I assume there is, by the way. But,
oh, that's saying whatever the performers are doing, they're not. So it doesn't fall either side.
No, right. According to the way we're saying it, it wouldn't fall into either time.
But both are awesome, right?
Both in the Mishnah. Well, in the Mishnah, you don't see that. Abaye says that. Abaye is the one that's what we read. This read Abaye. Abaye says there's three Madregas. There is Kichskila, that's Oisa Maisa. Oich is a Sainaim is Potter Avalasser.
The Mishnah says Potter.
The Mishnah said just said Potter, didn't say Asser.
Oh, Abaye
didn't say Asser. Right. So Abaye is saying it's Potter Avalasser. And then he's saying Mitzira is Mutter. Mutter L'chatchi. Okay, so that's the Gemara. Yeah, it's passing in Shulchan Aruch. We may as well go out of order just for that one prat. Passing in Shulchan Aruch, the three Madregas of Abaye. It says like this. So it says, Oiches es einayim aser, by day sefer yitzira mutter. Afilu lasis mais. So the Shach says on that, by day sefer yitzira mutter, lasis l'chatchila, the shem is ha-koydeshen. Hashem yisbarach nosem ba'im koyach she'yuchlu lifo ha'ideyem ha-chasidim ha-neviyim ha-poyel ben marag edulosu gvrosu shal Hashem yisbarach. So using the shem is ha-kdusha, shem is ha-koydesh, and Fakir Rebbein Shalom gave them koyach, that for the Hasidim and the Vian that they're able to show the Dula and Gvura of the Rebbeinu
Shalom. Why didn't you share from the shiur that was said on the topic of using Kabbalah Maisa and
the Yaakov Hillel? Okay, we did Bavarn over there. What the difference is?
Yeah,
no, you can use Shemesh HaKdusha, but only on the. You're never allowed to use it for personal. So you can only use it for the Tzibur.
Right, but it can't. I
don't know what he does with that Gemara. I'm sure he deals with that Gemara. Stum was covered Shabbos, and it wasn't personal. It was
just that it happened to Palin. It was Stum's that learned, and it just happened.
Every Arab Shabbos. Wasn't the Kavon the Rashi says?
Happened
to Palin? This is Iman going to. Ask about this. You know, Meila Ibru Glatilsa Yedeshu Mitzahim Mitzarfen Isis Hashem. No, that's not what I mean. All right, whatever. I don't want to focus on this part of it. But
what's the
time for the chila?
Is that
the spark of the shach? Sure. I mean, it's not the shach. I mean, it's everybody. But I'm saying this such a thing as using Shemesh HaKedusha. The way that Hashem says it is the whole Indian of Shemesh HaTumah is just that it should be a Zelu Mazev of the Shemesh HaKedusha. One is connected to the Rasan and the Baruch Shalom, and the other one is with the Rasan and the Baruch Shalom. That's the difference. Right? The Kishav is Machish and Pamayish Amalek, and Shemis HaKdusha is the way the Rebbe Shem wanted it to be. Whatever.
It's
Shemayim. It's a whole different thing. It looks the same. You're making the carpet fly, but it's a whole different. It's a whole different pool. Okay, but that's the same Yetzirah. But what we're going to focus on is not real Kishuv, not Sefer Yetzirah. We're going to focus on this middle Madrega, which in Shulchan Aruch is Paskin, the Abayi said, is Potter Avolos. So the Rambam, famous Rambam, Nechus Avayi Dezara, and everybody starts really with this Shaila. We know there's several Lavin that Torah talks about when it talks about supernatural things. It says Laisa Einenu, Laisa Nachashu. It talks about Oiv, it talks about Yedoini, it talks about a Machashiv, Machashefel, Eisachayin. So the Rambam Paskins in Halacha Tes, Pergit Aleph Halacha Tes, in Ilchus Avodah Zarah, he says, Aser La'oine. It's Aser to be Ma'oine. Aval Bishalai Aser Maisa, El Haidia Isan Haksavim, Basichlim, Medamin, Shein Divre Yemes, Vidibre Chachma. But so Ma'oine sounds like he's foretelling. That's what it sounds like. But what he does is he tells lies and fools think that he's saying the emes and he says lies, and the fools think that the divrei emes is divrei chach. Okay. Somebody who does a maisa through astrology, and he does a certain malacha that he's doing for his trip, he bases on the astrology that the ones who make up what it says in the sky were. So somebody goes ahead and he says, well, the stars say, he reads in his horoscope in the paper, he says, you know, today is a bad day to start a trip. So he pushes off his trip to the next day. The Rambam says he gets mocked. And he makes a look in front of the people who saw that he did something, a wondrous thing, and he didn't do it. He's bechlal the lav of loisa einenu, and he gets malchus. That's one Rama, halacha tes. Then the Rambam says, in halacha tes vav, he says, "Hamechashiv chayv skila, v'hu shas a ma'isek shof." That's when he did a ma'is of kish. Avol ha'oiches asayinayim v'hu sheyira she'asa v'hu layasa. He makes it look like he did it, but he didn't. Like makas mardis, he gets malchus the rabbanon. Neshalav zeshenever mechashiv bechlali ayimse b'cha lav shenidin lasaros mises bezdenu vein like alav shenever mechashiv leisachay. The lav of mechashiva is a lav shenit in lasaros mises bezin. It's a lav where there's a potential to get misa, and the klal is a lav where there's ever the potential to get misa. You can't get malchus. So we hear we didn't do the maisa. He does not get malchus midiraisa at all. All he gets is makas mardus drabon. So everybody jumps a steer in the Rambam. In halacha tesi paskin that oiches asayinayim gets malchus, because he's over in the lav of Lysainan. And in Halacha Tesvavi Paskins, that there's no lav dairaisa in such a case. It's a lav dairaisa, but there's no malchus for such a lav. Then the Rambam continues, very famous Rambam, the Hemshech of the Rambam. All of this is false and lies. These are the things that the Avdei Avodah Zarah tricked the goyim of the lands, kedeshi yinau acharein, so that they should follow them. Bein roi li yisol shein chachomim mechukomim, and it's not right for yidden that are wise li himoshech v'avolam elu to be drawn after this nonsense. V'loy l'haleis al alei sheyesh ben tola, and shouldn't dawn on a person that it has any success to it. Shenemar ki leinachash v'yakov lekesem yisol, v'nemar ki agoyim elu shat yoyrusheisom. El Ma'ainim El Kaisman Yishmo, they'll listen to the Ma'ainim and the Kaisman, but Atal Lakein, Nasan Lakashem Lakecha, Kalamamim Midvarim O'Elu. Anybody who believes these things, like Hayatzav and a Machashah believer, Shane Emes, the Divrei Chachma, he thinks they're true, and Divrei Chachma, Avala Taira Asa, he says just that the Taira asked them. You know, somebody thinks they're real, but the Taira asked them. Ainayalim and Aschalim, he's from the fools, the Machashe Adas, the people who are missing their minds. Over chlal anoshim v'aktanim shein daiten shleimi is like women and ktanim that don't really understand. Abba Bale Achochmo, Tmime Hadas, Yedu, Berayas Bruroys, they know for sure. Shekol Eilu Advarim Shasta Tayra, Einon Divrei Chochmo, El Atayu, Behevel, Shinim Shugam Chaseire Hadas. They know that it's not real at all. And that it's only Divrei Einon Divrei Chochmo, it's only Tayu, Behevel. And that the Chaser Das Menias the Renachu called Ake Emes Beglolon, and they uprooted all the Derech Emes because of it. Neze Amr Tayra Kishesira Kalelo Avalim Tomim Tiyem Hashem Alekecha. Therefore, the Tayra said when it's warned about all these things, Tomim Tiyem Hashem Alekecha. Famous Rambam that Kishav is not real. Nothing is real. It's all a fake. It's all Sheker and Chazav. And more than that, he seems to be very insulting for anybody who believes that it is Emes, except that the Tayra asserted it. Kalamamid Varailu, he thinks it is from the Schalim, he's from the fools. That's the Rama. As far as I know, he doesn't put that. The problem that I have in the Rama, which maybe we'll see, somebody uses Fakir to answer something very stark, but the problem that I always had in this Rama is, so what's the difference now between a Eichez Esveinayim and a Mechashif? A mechashev, the Rambam tells us, is not real. It's not real. There's nothing real here. So it's a trick. So what's Eichez HaSeinayim and what's a mechashev? Mechashev is also not real. And Eichez HaSeinayim is also a trick. Shayira, that he's doing something. So what's the cloud, the difference between the two? So maybe he'll take what we're saying and move everything down a notch. He'll say that mechashev is you did a maisa, means that through a trick you did something. You gather together all the kishuim from the field, like the lashon of the Mishnah. I don't know how exactly you made it look like you were doing it through some supernatural incantation, but you went ahead and they're tacking in the sack. How you did it? Smoke, puff, I don't know, whatever it was, but you got them into the sack. And Eichez HaSeinayim is you made it look like that happened, but you didn't actually do anything. So since you didn't actually do a maisa, so then that's what the Rama means, that there's no makis midaraisa. It's alive. The Rama holds it's alive. The potter of alasa, the Rambam learns, is alive, but it's not. It's the lav of kishuf. It's the same lav, but it's not the maisa, and therefore kishuf, the only chayiv misa for the maisa. That's what you would have to say in the Rambam. But the stira that all the achrayim is l'maisa. What's the difference between the eiches l'sayinayim, where the Rambam says that it's l'sayinayinu, that you get malchus for it? And when the Achiz HaSeinayim, where the Rambam says that there's no lav min HaTayra at all, or I'm sorry, it's the cloud, the lav of Kishuf, but there's no Malkus. So they try different things. Some say this is with a Maisa, this is without a Maisa. No, it's not really clear in the Bechlal, in the Rambam, what it is. Most of them are along the lines of, at least the Kesef Mishnah brings a pshat, and others say pshat that the avada there is leisaynenu, but the Rambam here is talking about when they didn't warn him al leisaynenu, they warned him al kishuv, and that's what the Rambam means over here. That's one type of teretz that they give in the Rambam, which is won't define what Achiz HaSeinayim is. That according to that sug teretz in the Achrayim, it'll be Achiz HaSeinayim means the same thing in both. However, the Kesef Mishnah does say a teretz which opens the door to say that Achiz HaSeinayim means two different things. Dr. Kesef Mishnah v'Aydei Shloime, the Trei Gavni Eiches HaSeinayim. There's two types of Eiches HaSeinayim. Echad Shehu Mare She'osa Maiseh Zor V'Tomua, one in which he showed that he's doing something strange and wondrous. Chutz Mitivo Shalayla, outside the nature of the world, Zeh Shalayka, he gets Malkus. Abel Eiches HaSeinayim Umare Shehu Tivo Shalayla, but if he does Eiches HaSeinayim and he shows something that is part of the Teva, he's planting. I don't know why the Mishnah says like it, and he picks planting, but okay. Shein tivah shalaylam, he shows he's planting kishuim, midvarim shein tivah shalaylam, ze einai like, he doesn't get malchus. So now here, not really clear exactly what the gather of this is. Sounds like what he's saying is, if, I don't know, you're making a flying carpet, so, you know, as you make it look like something's flying, something that doesn't happen in nature, so then that would be leisaynenu. There you get malchus deiraisa. Masha'enkein, when you don't do that, something that's a maisa tamua, that looks like it's outside the teva of the olam, but you're doing something that does happen natural, kishuim get planted, just you're blah, 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 and all of a sudden there's seeds in the ground, so then that's where the Rambam holds that it's not, you don't get Malkus Dairis. What? But to then in what it looks like, I guess. You know, does it look like something real or does it look like something fake? Right? Something I can't happen.
So why would the Mishnah use two parallel cases? The whole clue is the difference in the result. Why the Mishnah
two Shnayim Lo Kishuv? Right. No, so the Mishnah, you know, I don't know. He's not being Mechalik between Kishuv and Eichez HaSeinayim. He's being Mechalik between this Eichez HaSeinayim and that Eichez HaSeinayim. Right.
Now, it's not what the Mishnah is trying to be.
I don't know which one the Mishnah is dealing with. The Mishnah Pasha is dealing with the Kishuv Eichez HaSeinayim, which is not Malkus Dairaisa. So that's the Loisaineinu is when you do a Maisa Timoyim that looks close to Vishalayla. There you got Malkus Dairaisa. Pashas in the Mishnah is dealing with Kishuv and saying this Kishuv and Eichez HaSeinayim. So Kishuv did a Maisa and Eichez HaSeinayim didn't do a Maisa. Just made it look like something. But what did he make it look like? He made it look like something that was natural. Remember, the Rambam holds everything is you're just making it look like. Nothing real is happening, right? So leaving aside that question by itself, he's coming to be Mechalik just between the two types of Achiz HaSeinayim.
That's not the Chilik of the Mishnah.
That's not the Chilik of the Mishnah. The Mishnah is between Kishuv and Achiz HaSeinayim. That's the thing. Yeah.
Just trying to explain the Chilik that the Rambam brings. Where do we see that the Chilik between two types of Achiz HaSeinayim?
Because Rambam in Halacha Test Paskins that you're over like Seinayim when there's Malkus. And here he Paskins, it's part of Kishuv, but it's not there's no Malkus. That's
probably
the two reasons.
Doing Bilam.
Bilam? What?
That is a Machashiv, right? It's quite a very good Machashiv.
Okay.
So Ram holds that
there's
no kishuv.
Right. So he's the trick. I
mean,
he made tricks.
What?
He made tricks.
Didn't
the Midrash
say
like
flaw or something?
Tricks.
I think he was flying.
I don't know. I mean, the Ram, it's a great difficulty. There are many Marmakaimis. There's many, many Marmakaimis in Chazal where the Chazal seem to describe kishuv as something real happening. Right? And everybody argues on the Rambam, and they say that this Shemus Atuma, and these actually do things that are Chutz Mitiv Shalem. Right now, we're just working in the Rambam. We'll come to everybody.
Both are awesome.
What? What do you mean both are awesome?
Both
are awesome. Yeah. Right now, everything the Kesem Mishnah is describing is awesome. So then he brings a Marik. The Marik in a Tshuva says the following. It's in Shor Yishayim Vav. He says the following. Avakashali. He says the Marik says this chilik also. Marik goes with the same chilik. But then the Marik then sends off that where does the Rambam get this chilik from? That there's two types of Eichez HaSeinayim. That's the end of the. Then he brings from the Kesem Mishnah brings from Rabbeinu Yeshua from the grandsons of the Rambam. Nebonim Shal Rabbeinu. Tiretz Achiz Einayim de Maisa Timoim Luchud. Achiz Einayim de Mechashiv Luchud. There's like two types. And only somebody who understands these things could chap the chilek. And that's his line. Then he says a more prosaic. So I don't know whether he's getting ready into sight, and he's saying I don't know. They learned the Rambam doesn't hold of the real kishuv. So I'm not sure what he really means. The Rabbeinu Yeshua. If I just had him by himself, I would say that he means that. You know, if you really know what Kishuv is, then you'll understand there's two types of Achiz HaSeinayim, but not really sure how to deal with him in the context of the Rambam. Okay, but that's the Rambam in the Halacha.
Does it say that Achiz HaSeinayim is allowed
later?
Does it say that anymore? The Rambam?
That's the Rambam. No, there is a Mashmais in the Gemara later on Samach Ches. Yeah, there is a Mashmais of that in the Gemara. Where was the Gemara? The Gemara was... It was like a line. We were the Gemara. It was Miran. I have to find it. What Lysainain is? Well, I don't know if anybody. I mean, the Rambam puts Achiz HaSeinayim into Lysainain. Where is that? There's a Mashmais here in the Gemara that way. Okay, the Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvos, Mitzvah Lamed Beis. Is a little clearer what's going on over here. The Rambam says like this: Mitzvah Lamed Beis is Iranu Me'asayis Ma'isim BeBechir BeMishur Deir Rechav. Can't do things that the Goyim do. Hushin Emar Zayayim Zay Zayayim Toy L'Ma'is Aplayni But Nochal Lasai say you should do this, and this day is good for this. Then the Rambam says like this. Ubechlal Azharazu, included, again, he's going in Lysainainu. He says, Ubechlal Azharazu, Gam Isser Payal Achartumin. Is the Isser what the magicians do? Loshon Chachomim, Ma'ainain Zeho Eiches Asayidaim. It's a Gemara really. It's a Machem of it. So, Ma'ainain Zeho Eiches Asayinaim. Behu Min Godo Min Atachbula. Mechubar Eilav Kalus Atnua Biyad. It's a trick. Mechubar Eilav that's connected to Kalus Atnua. Quick movements with biyad with the hand. Oishi is damel anoshim shiasa in yonim ein amitus lef. Where it appears to the person that he's doing things that there's no truth to. Kamaisha nira oisam yasu tomet shiika chevel. Somebody will take a rope. Biyosim oisai biknaf bigdel. Put it in the corner of his clothes. With neyaam. Biyotzioi unachash. And he'll pull it out and it'll be a snake. Biyashot tabas laavir. He'll throw a coin into the air. And then he'll pull it out of the mouth of somebody who is standing in front of him. These are classic magician tricks. I don't know about the snake one, but certainly the second one. And when things are similar to this, then the tricks of the magicians in front of everybody. It's awesome. Somebody who does this, it's called Eiches Asainayim Vu Min Min HaKishuf. It's a type of Kishuf. Min Nezel like it gets
money. The snake one is like when people take a bird out of a handkerchief.
The hat out of the cat, the rabbit out of the hat. So right. These are all similar.
I mean,
I don't think it's something
need,
new with the snake.
We take the coins out of the ear and
right. Right. So that's the... So the Rambam seems to be very, very clear that Eiches Asainayim is what we would call sleight of hand. Very quick. Person moves very quick and he pulls looks like he's throwing the coin. He pulls it out of the mouth. Right, he puts the thing in his shirt and pulls out a snake. Right, these are classic magician tricks where the Rambam is clearly saying it comes from Kalis HaTnua Biyat. It comes from moving your hands quick. So the Rambam would then hold, and the Rambam clearly in Sefer HaMitzvot hold, that somebody who does such a thing is over a lav. He's over the lav of Lysainainu. And somebody who goes ahead and does these similar things, I don't know whether Bechlal the Mechashif, but it's certainly Bechlal Lysainainu. And Shulchan Aruch, so the Shulchan Aruch this paskin, so Eiches Asainayim Aser. The Shach comes, and the Shach brings it from the Bach. This he cite also. Now the Bach is also coming to answer the Stira and Rambam. The Bach is coming to answer the Rambam in one place, again says, the Lai Sainayinu is Eiches Asainayim. And in Halacha Tezvav he said that Eiches Asainayim is no Malkus. So the Bach, and he's quoting the Bach, Ayin Bach Shekazer B'Shem HaRambam, the Gam Achiz Asainayim She'ena Yidei Kishuf, it's a trick, and through moving quick beyad of the hand, and it's mevur like that in the Hagayis Maimini. It's also like that in the Tshuvas Ramah Simen Samach Zayin. Ad kan divrei Hashach. So the Shach with the Bach paskins that you're over a lot for going ahead and doing such a thing. And the Shach seems to be saying, like the Bach, they seem to be touching up. That's what Eiches Asainayim is, that somebody through Kalus HaTnua, because he's very quick, he's going out and making a trick, he's over on the lav of Lysainainu and possibly on the Surim of Kishon. So that's how I was very careful. I wanted to read those words. Right? Now, if you take a look in the Hagayis Maimini and in the Ramah, Tshuvas Ramah, all they say is that there's two types of Eiches Asainayim. Right? There's Eiches Asainayim they're not mazra anything more, let's say, than the Kesef Mishnah that we read. Right? The lashon in the Kesef Mishnah was that he does a Maisa Tamua, but they don't really speak out like the Shach is bringing from them that they mean that this is Kalus HaTnua and it's just a trick, and here it's not. So there's a Tshuvas Radvaz. This is really L'chayre the Pesach for any head. Tshuvas Radvaz says the following, and the even before we get to Tshuvas Radvaz, I should mention that the Chachmas Adam already shries about the Batchanim by Chasinus, that they go ahead and they do magic tricks. He calls it Taschenspielen, I don't know how to pronounce it, whatever it is, but they do some sort of magic tricks. And he tries that it's Osir. So Yoyver Allah Pashas. Eichas is Einayim is Osir. And the Rambam says, the Kalasatnuah, and that's how the Chachmas Adam. The Chachmas Adam says it's brought in the Pesei Tshuva, right on that Sif, and Sif, in the Kuvayin Tess, and Yerideya, Sif Tezvav. He brings this Chachmas Adam. However, the Radvaz says the following. The Radvaz wants to divide up that there's three categories. There's Kishuv, and there's Eichas HaSeinayim, and then there's a third category. He says, "V'hamin ha'shlishi she'aisin dvarim zarem aderach tachbulon oimihirus oikalos yadayim." The third type is you do strange things through a trick, oimihirus, either quickness, oikalos yadayim, lightness of hands, oikayitzibai, things like this. Sheniri kilu achas ha'seinayim v'hulay achas ha'isam. V'zeh eini raya v'zeh she'yeshish isetayr. I don't see any isetayr ice involved at all. Elishu goinim das abis. You're just tricking people. You're fooling people. The Rambam says in Sefer HaMitzvahs that's what Leisaynenu is. Right, so he says, he's married when I wanted to read, but he says that that's because the Rambam is Lashitasa. He says the Rambam holds that there's no real thing, any real such thing as Kishon. So Mamela, the Rambam holds that what's the Oichez HaSeinayim that we're talking about? The Oichez HaSeinayim is Kalasatanuah, because Kishuv, that is Asami Dairaisa, that a person gets Misa for, is also a trick. So what's Oichez HaSeinayim? Oichez HaSeinayim is he's doing it fast. I don't know what he doesn't take it to answer my question of what Kishuv is according to the Rambam. What's the difference between Eichas HaSeinayim or not? But he says the Rambam who holds that Eichas HaSeinayim is just a quick trick because you're quick. It's the Rambam and she does that there's nothing real. However, we who hold with the OMS that there is something real to Kishuv, and therefore real Kishuv that Yechayev Skilon is when you did something with Shemes Atuma, whatever it is, you did something actually supernatural. And Memeila, what's Eichas HaSeinayim when you also did something supernatural but it didn't actually do anything, it just made it look that way. So therefore in other words, like we started off, that there's two types of Kishuv. There's Kishuv where you say some sort of incantation and it actually picks all the cucumbers in the field. They actually did something. That Yechayev Skilon. If you go ahead and do some sort of incantation that makes it look like it's a mirage, so then that is a kishuf where you get malchus. It's a potter avalasa. That's the gemara's eichas haseinayim. That's leiseinayim. However, kalas atnua and beyad, that lefi we who hold that there is a real thing of kishuf, so that is eichas haseinayim, that's mutter. That's mutter, and the only problem is you're tricking people. You're not allowed to trick people. That's the Radvaz. So the Radvaz. What? Alskanim das Avriyas. But there's an easy way around that, like we'll get to, which is if you just make an announcement before that nothing I do is real, you've avoided the problem of Ganim das Avriyas.
Well, most national people know that it's not real.
That's true. So nowadays you probably wouldn't even have to say it in order to. Right. Nobody today thinks.
That's
right. Yeah. I mean, child is by little kids. You might get into that child, but that would be that's the Radvaz. So that's where the Radvaz is going. The Rambam holds not that way, right? The Rambam. Nowadays? You know, maybe there is, but I don't think any magician that's on the stage is doing real kishuv, right? There might be, you know, these voodoo people or whatever they talk about the Tai Ching and these. You know, the people who are into, you know, Eastern mysticism, these things might or might not be real. I'm sure most of them are not real, but maybe there are a few that are real. But I'm not the guy who's standing on stage, you know, pulling the rabbit out of the hat, or I don't think is anything real.
When he says
you could really make a lot of money, the guy who's doing real.
When they say
Goyim
of Sabrius, are you referring to the Mr. Das, or this is just the...
I think that's what he means. I think
Das.
Yeah, Goyim of Das. Now they'll go around fooling people. I think that's what he means. Now, he's not talking about somebody who's making a show, anyway. He's talking about somebody's coming to this, you know, the guy with the pointy hat, and he's asking for advice. And the guy, you know, makes, ooh, you know, or something like that, right? So then he's going to that sabriya. So he takes money from the guy for giving him, you know, showing him in the tea leaves. I don't know whatever, you know, these different things are. But some of that's what he shows him. Oh, you know, while he wants to convince him that he's something real, so he'll pull the coin out of his ear.
So people think it's real, so then that's not.
Pashas, that would also be, you know, if I think I'm watching something real and that's why I'm paying money, so then that's going to be Asabrius. That would be, you know, you're not allowed to go to Rashul. But that's all it would be. There wouldn't be anything at all involved with the Isurim of like Sainainu or Kishuv or anything.
Is there a real concern for children or
what? Let's go off the Radvaz a little bit. We'll get to how the Pais can bring it. The Maisa, the Shach, doesn't go this way. The Shach doesn't bring this Radvaz. The Shach goes with the Bach that says that, you know, he doesn't make this clear. He doesn't say the Rambam is only in Lishitosai, that there's nothing real to Kishuv, but we don't hold that way. The Shach seems to go halacha that Oichas HaSeinayim is awesome. So does the Chokh Masadim, halacha lemaisa, seems to paskin that it's awesome.
And there's something else that point in Radvaz.
What?
Shulchan Aruch doesn't say anything.
Shulchan Aruch doesn't say anything. Shulchan Aruch doesn't say anything. Shulchan Aruch says, Oiches HaSeinayim Aser. Are you safe for Yitzirimut? That's all the Shulchan Aruch says. That's the Rambam too. I mean, the Rambam says Oiches HaSeinayim is Aser. He's not going to get involved. Shulchan Aruch is not going to get involved. This type of Oiches HaSeinayim is Malkus. This type of Oiches HaSeinayim is no Malkus. Shulchan Aruch doesn't get involved in Malkus. So we'll just say straight, Oiches HaSeinayim is Aser. Before we get to the Ramesha, there's a very interesting tshuva from the Betzel HaChochma. Betzel HaChochma is the for us Americans, is the brother of the Debrezina. Right? Debrezina, the Beremesha. So the Betzel HaChochma was his brother. They both escaped from, I don't know, wherever Debrezina is, I guess somewhere in Hungary. And Betzel Stern, he ended up in Melbourne, in Australia. And is 8 volumes, I think, in the Betzel HaChochma. I don't know who was writing him, Shilas in Melbourne, but whatever. And his brother ended up in New York. That's the Debrezina. So, but he's from the Mamash and the Gainim of Hungary. So he has a long tshuva on the whole Indian, and he wants to say a chiluk, even within sleight of hand, even before we get to the Ramesha. He wants to say something that Emerson you see, but it's so quick that you don't really chap it. That's not b'chol achiz zeinayim. In other words, achiz zeinayim is something where you don't see what happened. He talks about a magic trick, the following magic trick. It's funny, it sounds like a magician came to him and showed him his tricks and asked him which ones are also, which ones are mutter. So he said the guy came to him and showed him there are 2 coins in his hand. And he closes his hand, and he asks, how many coins do I have? And everybody says, 2. And he opens his hand, and he shows there's only 1. So the guy showed him how he does the trick, because one of the coins is hollow. So when he closes his hand, he pushes 1 coin into the other, and he shows everybody that there's only 1 coin. So it's like, oh, la la das, of course, that 1 coin is hollow. Nobody thinks of it that way. So Mamela, that's how he does the trick. So he says, what's the problem? Originally there were 2 coins, and now there's only 1. So there's no achiz zeinayim. You're not doing anything that people didn't see. They saw there was 2. Now they see that there's 1. He says, same thing. If somebody does something very quick, so you're watching the other hand. So mamela, you're not watching this hand or something like that. That's b'chlam not a problem, because if somebody would look very, very closely, they could see what's happening. That's not achiz zeinayim. Achiz zeinayim is something where you cover it up and you put it, like the Rambam's case, so you're putting it inside your shirt or something like that, and then taking it out. That's where there would be a problem of this achiz zeinayim. So he says it could be that the Chochmas Sadam, when he's shrying about it, is talking about that type of trick. And Mela and the Batchanim is Vanazeh that go ahead and do magic tricks. They're doing the other kind of magic tricks. So Bechlal, there's nothing to be meicha about. It's a very interesting tshuva in the lumdus of the magic trick.
Right? You can't see it, man. You didn't see him.
No, but you didn't miss anything. There were 2 coins. Now there's 1.
I shake it by the kerchief.
There's nothing you didn't see. But when he held his hand open and you saw 2 coins, how many coins were there? 2. When he closed his hand and then opened it again, how many coins were there? Pack only 1. So there's no trick going on.
And when you put the robe in the shirt,
what? Just because you don't chop, how two became one doesn't make it into.
What happened to the handkerchief?
What?
What happened to the handkerchief?
What handkerchief?
He stuffed the robe.
No, that would be a problem.
What's the difference?
Because there, he's it's, you're not seeing what's happening. He puts in a, I don't know, that's how he wants to be.
You also not see what's happening. You also not see what's happening.
No, here everything was correct. It was two and now it's one.
No, so he's
there he makes it. Okay, I hear the lumps. We can hear the difference. We can hear maybe why it's the same. Just very interesting tshuva in the lumps of the different types of magic.
So there are a lot of tricks nowadays, like the rat in the hat, I think, or similar tricks where you throw out Hershey Kisses, where you didn't know there's a pigeon before. Right. It's something.
No, that would be like the Rambam. So he at least the way he's going, that would be a problem. Ramesha is the famous Heter. And Ramesha is a very interesting tshuva, because Ramesha is in Yerudaya, Chelik Dalid, Simen Yud Gimel. And Ramesha there, Be'emison is starting with a very interesting hanacha, which is Be'emison, his hanacha is that it's not shy to say that tricks are us. How can you say such a thing? That's basically what Ramesha says. You're not doing anything. He says, "I bazai, Naphtali should have been us to go ahead and run down to Betzrayim to go ahead and get the shtar, because he ran faster than a normal person runs." Or Shimshin should have. I was thinking that also. But Ramesha doesn't say it. And Shimshin Agibar should have been Aster to go ahead and do feats of strength that a normal person can't do at the same time. Right? That a normal person can't do. It should be Aster to do anything that looks supernatural, according to Dr. Ramesha. And Bechlal, it doesn't make sense. What would be the svara that the Torah would ask such a thing? So he says, Ramesha wants to say, that Be'emison, it's mutter. Be'emison, it's mutter. The problem is, because it looks like it's kishuv. That's where it's a problem. Achiza Seinayim, that's Aser, is when it looks like you're doing something supernatural.
Does he work with the Rambam?
Yes and no. You know, see, basically he's paskening not like the Rambam. Right? He doesn't really deal with the Rambam Lamaisa, because Pashas will learn the Rambam, I think, like the Red Vats. He doesn't bring the Red Vats. He doesn't bring the Red Vats, but he ends up in the same place as the Red Vats. So he says, "I the Shach." That's what he's bought. "I the Shach." So he says, the Shach, very interesting, the Shach. The Shach starts off with the Bach, but then he says, "Ayin and Agais Maimini," and the Tshuva from the Ramah. So we'll be very careful to read those words. And the Tshuva in the Ramah and Agais Maimini don't sound like that. They sound like they're making a chiluk between Kishuv and Kishuv, but not between something who's actually making a trick. And there, it'd only be also because it looks like Marzayin, or it looks like if you're going out and fooling people into thinking this. If you take a look at the Chinuch has a very interesting lush, and the Chinuch says that what you're doing is you're going to spoil Nisim for everybody. Because in a say, if these people could go ahead and do it, what's the big deal about a Nis? And the Einei HaMoin, you're going to go ahead and you're going to make Nisim not something that'll be Mechazik and Moon. That's what the Chinuch says. What? That's Shaykh. So Zakir Ramesha, Ibazai, Mahalachu Lamaisa, Ramesha says, that Avada, if you go ahead and you tell people, "I'm not doing something supernatural, I'm doing something natural,"
yes, so
there's no
Nisim.
No, that Nisim were something that couldn't be, you know.
If the Nisim could be more.
Remember, the Chatumim said that in Mitzrayim too, at least until they got to the point of the king. Right? I don't know if that's a kasha on Nisim.
If the Nisim could be more kasha, do that, it doesn't make a difference whether you do it or not.
I'm not sure. He's not built on the chinuch. I'm just using the chinuch, maybe to be mazir as far.
How's he reading the shach?
He's being madchik in the shach. No, clearly, the shach brings the bach. I am bach. Shagazir shem ramlin elchizes in ayim aydekishu bach mari the chavus is aser. A gedvar of bivur b'divrei amagil and mayim in hilchos avayz gechamim b'chein kosev b'shusar rav. So he's saying that what he's doing is he's weakening, because that's not what the Ramah and the Gais Maimini mean, and Mela, it's not really so clear what the Shach is passing. I think Be'emison he's being chayv, but he doesn't say it that way. He doesn't say it that way. He says, right? Show you. That's how he says it. He says Mela's Mavur that the Shach is not so clear how he's passing the Lamas, because if you take a look at those Shuvas, they don't say that. He's zecher being chaylik on the chachmasad. Yeah. So he says, Ramesha says, and he ends off, which is, you know, from the Ramesha's Hanhaga, he says that if he was sitting somewhere, he says, he brings the chachmasad and he says, Abakaponim lahira lo maisa lai bali yadi inyin zeh. I didn't have Lamaisa such a Shaila, and as the person wrote it, by the way, the Shaila is through Daniel Nustad. I didn't have such a Shaila Lamaisa. The times I was at a Chasana, the way there was a Badchan, they didn't do these things. So Lamaisa, I only discussed this b'derech limud and not as a halacha psuka. I'm not mesupik really what the halacha is. I would try not to answer als kavod of Rabbi Seino Eisen because the chalk masadim stami means. Right. If I couldn't get out of it, so Lumaisa would pass him what I hold, which is that it's Moth. Very interesting how. He's writing a tshuva and he's printing it. I don't know, maybe it was printed Lachem Yisosef. But whatever it is, he's saying, if I could get out of answering the Shaila, I would, because Lumaisa, there are those who Aser, but I hold it's Mutter, and if I couldn't get out of it, I would pass him what I hold, which is that it's Moth. That's a Ramesh's Pesach. Lumaisa, so. What we're seeing is, even though the Pashas of Adon Neshach and the Chachmas Odom and the Rambam is that you're over Dairaisis over here. However, Ramesha holds Be'ikr, I think he's coming Mikai Chasvara, that it's not Shaykh to say such a thing. And therefore he says this Chil. Ramesha is not a Yachid in this. I found that the Divrei Yatziv, the Kleisenberger, says the same Chiluk. He says the same Chiluk. He doesn't go through all the Cheshbainis that Ramesha goes through, but he's built on the Radbaz. Kleisenberg is built on the Radbaz, and I just saw right before the shir that Rav Sturmbach in the Tshuva Hanhagas brings that the Chazanish made the same chiluk. The Chazanish said lahalacha lemaisa that if you announce before and you put up a sign, he has a nusach for the sign even that he should put up calling before some lashon beretz ein ze bekishav rach chachma levat. That's what the sign should say. Also because if they think it's Kishav, I guess maybe you have the Chinuch. He brings the Chinuch.
Like
he brings the Chinuch also. So it could be that's what he's going. But he's not so clear. But he says that the Chazanish used to pass in this way, Lamaisa, that V'chein secretly Chami Zatzal, I don't know who this follower, Shashama, Pira, Bein HaChazanish, Zal, She'em Bezeh, Zeh Kishav, Kishi Yoidim, Akir, and She'em Zeh Kishav, Mamek, Reach, Chochmai. Adkan the Chazanish.
It still looks like Kishav.
But if you tell people it's not, so then it's not, then it's not, then you take away this. Anyway, that Lamaisa is how he passes, and this has to put up a sign. It could be like the Yom's being Ma'arib is not as everybody knows that, so maybe there's not even a need for something. That they don't say. Ramesha doesn't say that. The Chubasan Hagi, or Sturmach doesn't go that far. So Lamaisa, they don't go that far in their head there that you don't have to put up a sign or you don't have to announce. But Lamaisa. What?
Ramesha's never saw Ma'arib.
That's true. No, but I'm saying he says you have to be Mefarsim. Right, you have to be mufarsim. I'm just saying the Olam is saying a svara that it is already mufarsim, which I hear very much misvara. But the Maisa, they don't go that
watching? They handle
whether it's a Lifnei Iver. Even when there's a guy, there might be a Lifnei Iver because if it's Mechal Kishav, it's a guy in hand, even if it's just the lab of Kishav, and not the key of Misa of Kishav, it's a guy in hand an Isser of Kishav. So maybe there would be a Lifnei Iver, if it's called Messiah, there, a Veru.